Hey moms, today we're going to discuss one thing, the one number one thing you must do, and you must have this in place before you even try to start paying down debt. Now, whether or not you've started on the pay down plan already, or if you are about to begin, you need to have this in place or you will risk not succeeding. Stay tuned. Here, I am Shauna Lay, and this is the Budgeting Brilliance Podcast, a podcast for busy working moms who are wondering why it sure doesn't feel like you have money, even though you make a decent income. Possibly it's because of the overwhelming debt that's bottom feeding on your wallet, and I'm here to help you turn that around. As an IT analyst, I've used my analytical skills to build some phenomenal tools that help to reframe my money mindset and break my family free from money overwhelm. And I am here to help you do the same, because budgeting, it's not a burden. It's an awesome tool to help get your life in order, but only if you do it right. Now let's dig into today's topic, because debt is probably top of mind for you. And you may have made a New Year's resolution to get rid of it once and for all. So let me share this tip with you today, the number one thing you must have in place before paying down debt. You must absolutely have your money in order. Now that's really a loaded topic, because just saying having your money in order could mean many different things. And I think that there are three major components in what that might look like. So today we're going to break down the three major components that without this, being able to successfully pay down debt will probably end in failure. So number one, and it's probably very basic, and I know you've heard it before, live on the money you make. If you aren't able to live comfortably with the money that you are making, and you start to attempt to pay down debt, you may be able to achieve it a month or two in, but on those recurring occasions where you probably overspend, you'll find yourself turning back to debt and running it back up. If the goal here is to be focused on a debt pay down plan, and you haven't figured out how to dial in the amount of money that you're spending every month and be able to comfortably live within those means, you are going to regress. You're going to go back to debt and use those credit cards to make up the difference. Number two, have appropriate protections in place. Now, when I mean protections, I mean things, buffers, emergency funds. So if you don't have an emergency fund, of course, when you encounter an emergency, where's the money going to come from? And usually when I refer to buffers, I talk about grocery buffers and fund money buffers. But those that are focused on debt pay down may need to keep those buffers to a minimum, or I hate to say it, eliminate them altogether, but I don't think that that is sustainable every month. So maybe it looks like you have a buffer one month, and then we go completely lean the next month, and then go back to having a little bit of buffer, something like that. It's all too often that if you don't have these protections in place, you don't have an emergency fund, you don't allow your grocery budget to ebb and flow, kind of like expand and contract from week to week. And if you don't have fun money, and usually it's not even fun, it's really just life pulling on your wallet, like the school activities, something pops up, $25 here, $50 there. If you don't have protections in place, you are going to find yourself turning back to debt. And number three is really the key that I usually like to focus on, is having a solid budgeting plan, because your money needs to be managed properly. You need to know when your bills are due, when you are getting paid. You need to be able to ensure that you can pay those bills by the due date. And it's, in my opinion, absolutely the best way to achieve this is with calendar budgeting. It is the method that I advocate to everyone. No questions asked. You need to be calendar budgeting. It is the most intuitive way to budget. If you aren't familiar with calendar budgeting, it's a budgeting method that basically uses a calendar format. It's literally budgeting on a calendar. You put your expenses on where the expenses are due. Then you identify where on the calendar you have your income. And this method, as you can probably tell, allows you to more accurately know when you have money coming in and when your money's going out. And then what makes this the most powerful way to budget is that you put your running daily balance on a calendar. By calendar budgeting, you are going to know in advance when you are potentially going to have a shortfall, or better yet, you will have the assurance that you are going to have enough money in the bank on a particular day to be able to comfortably pay your bills. It gives you confidence. You are going to have your confidence back in the money that you have. It will shift your mindset from one of worry and burden to one that is empowering. And that's where we want to be. Additionally, calendar budgeting is also beneficial for those that get paid an irregular income. It just allows you to better see how much money you have, be able to adjust to the bills that are up and coming so that you can track your money better. And you know those moments that are like, hey mom, by the way, I'm going to need new shoes. Or my jeans have a hole in it and now I need to go replace them. Or yearbook purchases, school photos, the never-ending activities. This method of budgeting helps to ensure that you can adjust and have confidence all month long. It beats paper-based monthly budgeting hands down, because paper-based methods don't provide you with the assurance where you are going to know exactly how much money you have in the bank, let's say on the 15th of the month when your car note's due. Paper-based budgets merely add up how much money you have coming in minus your expenses, which is how much money you have going out. So I'm bringing in $6,000, out is going $5,800, but what's missing is the crucial component. What is going to give you the confidence that you need in your money is that how much money are you going to have on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, how much money you're going to have next week when the water bill's due, and the following week when the electricity bill is due. If you aren't budgeting based on your calendar, how are you going to know how much money's in the bank on that day? I've probably beat calendar budgeting to death right here. So if you want more information, I outlined everything about calendar budgeting, which happens to be the budgeting method that changed everything, my viewpoints, my money mindset. It is all detailed in episode 4. So let me ask you a question. Do you have these 3 components that help you get your money in order? Are you living within your means? Do you have the necessary protections in place to protect your money? And are you managing it well with calendar budgeting? Because once you have a budget in place, everything's on autopilot, you're spending less than you make, and your money is protected in times of an emergency, then there is absolutely nothing that's going to stop your debt paydown plan. It will become second nature. You're going to have this I've got this attitude, the mentality that you need to be successful. So now, are you ready to start your debt paydown plan? If you are missing any of these components to help effectively manage your money, go right now to the show notes to click over to my website, sanitysense.com. On the website, I have the exact tool that you need to help get all of this in order for you. It is my budget starter kit. It outlines how to set up calendar budgeting step by step. And what that is going to do for you is that once you have a handle on your money in a calendar format, you will immediately know if, number one, you are living within your means, because it will highlight if you're going to run out of money at any point on that calendar, which happens to be the number one step of managing your money, living within your means. And it will also help you identify when you have money left over throughout the month so that you can effectively set some of that money aside to create that emergency fund. So when you are utilizing calendar budgeting effectively, it helps set you up for, number one, living on the money that you make. Number two, being able to set aside money to protect your funds throughout the month and have an emergency fund built and build in buffers. And number three, it will give you a solid budgeting plan. Here's to your success, Mom. Until next time, stay motivated, plan intentionally, go to the website to get your budget starter kit while budgeting brilliantly.